Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of defilement. To defile can be defined as to contaminate, to pollute, to make unclean, to cause to be morally impure. We find reference to the word defile and defilement over 100 times in the Word of God. And we are exhorted in 2 Corinthians 7:1, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." But what is it that brings defilement? Today we're going to talk about things that defile, things that bring in spiritual, moral pollution. Jesus addressed this subject head on when he had an amazing discussion with the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15. They had come to Jesus and they were asking him, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread?" They asked this question because they were very particular and observant over many, many little laws that had been developed to keep a person pure. And they were religious laws. They were not God's laws, but they had added to the scripture hundreds of rules and regulations on how to keep a person from being defiled, how to stay undefiled and pure. One of them was they had to wash their hands in a certain way, and they had to wash the cups in a certain way before they ate so that they would be undefiled. And yet this was a religious practice and it had absolutely no meaning to God, and yet they were very religious about observing it. Jesus, wanting to correct their hypocritical attitudes, said in verses 10 and onward in chapter 15 of Matthew, "Hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a man. Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed from out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man." And then in verse 19 and 20, he says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." There are many Christians today that observe religious rules of their church as they understand them, thinking that they'll be kept from sin in this way, that they'll be pleasing to God by observing these things. And yet, in reality, they are as religious as these Pharisees and scribes. They're doing religious works, and yet they are still allowing defilement, uncleanness into their lives, and they don't even realize it. Defilement, uncleanness, this moral impurity comes in and is a barrier between us and God. In Isaiah 58, it says, "Your sin has separated you from God." And we know that any kind of defilement that we allow into our lives is sin, and it does bring a separation between ourselves and God. Jesus pointed very plainly to things which defile a person. He said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." How many people today struggle with evil thoughts? They have lustful thoughts. They have full-on sexual fantasies, which are perverted, immoral, ungodly. Out of the heart, these things proceed, Jesus said, and those things defile a man. Then he goes on to say, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. And Jesus was summing up things that were clearly spelled out in the Old Testament. Leviticus 18:20, addresses that this subject of adultery, which defiles a man. It says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. This clearly states adultery defiles a person. Leviticus 18:23 says bestiality, it's a sexual perversion with animals, defiles a person. 1 Timothy 1:10 talks about homosexuality defiling a person. It says, for them that defile themselves with mankind. It was a reference to the defiling nature of homosexuality. Rape defiles a person. In Genesis 34, we have the story of Dinah being raped by Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite prince of that country. It says, he saw her, he took her, and he lay with her, and he defiled her. Genesis 34:5 says, and Jacob, her father, heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. And then we know that Dinah's brothers, the sons of Jacob, conspired and ended up destroying the city of Shechem because the son of Hamor had defiled Dinah, their sister. Rape is defiling. Witchcraft, spiritism, the occult is defiling. Leviticus 19:31 says, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. Hebrews 12:15 tells us bitterness defiles people. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Bitterness defiles the person who is bitter, and then it also will defile other people who are in the area, in the realm of influence of the bitter person. If you have a bitter parent, the children become defiled by the bitterness of that mother or father. All of these things, whether they are sexual immorality, witchcraft, the occult, adultery, homosexuality, murders, thefts, unclean thoughts, blasphemies, false witness, all of these things which Jesus points out in Matthew 15, which defile a person, many Christians would say, well, I'm not being defiled by that. I haven't murdered anybody. I've never stolen anything. I'm not bearing false witness against anybody. I'm not blaspheming God. I'm not involved in homosexuality or adultery. And yet they will sit in front of their television where one full evening they can see a little bit of all of this. They can watch people bear false witness, give false testimony in a trial. They can watch TV shows where immorality, adultery, fornication is going on. They can watch a television show where witchcraft, spiritism, and the occult is brought up or is highlighted. They can watch a television program or a video where a person is consumed with bitterness and watch their life and how they affect other people. And yet they would say, well, I'm not being defiled by any of these things that Jesus said. Whether you are doing them yourself or you are vicariously observing someone else in those sins, you are being defiled by that. Psalm 119:1 says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. God wants us to take this subject very seriously because it's such a strategy of the enemy of our soul to creep into our lives with a spirit of defilement, uncleanness, pollution of the world in a subtle way. You may love to sit and watch television programs about law and order subjects or police, and maybe you feel like those are good because the police always get the bad guy and all of that. But the truth of the matter is you're subjecting yourself to a flood of pollution of the lives of the characters who are not faithful to their spouses, who speak evil and take God's name in vain and all of those things. Philippians 4:8 tells us, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Most television shows on secular TV today would fail that test one or more areas. The things they report may be true, but are they pure? Are they praiseworthy? Are they of a good report? Most likely not. God doesn't want you meditating on those things or taking them in through your eye gate or your ear gate. It brings defilement into your spirit, your soul, your thought life. You can have thoughts that are unclean because of what you've seen on the television video or movie or read about in a book. God wants us to take this issue of defilement seriously and to heart. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Hi friends, this is Rita again. I want to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.